circles, we're chasing our tails. Escape from the fact that someday we'll fail. Open the door to a life won't get shut. Hold on to something, I just don't know what. So many things that I don't know about. Live with the fear of success and of doubt. And I get hung up on the things that I did. Hit up off your back and now lighting up you again. Spoke to me in advance today. So that's how quickly I can take it away. So you better be grateful, son. Please get me by, just one day at a time. I'll make it all worthwhile. Please get me by. Please get me by.
We got one more for you. This one's called Box on the Air. We'll be right back.
what you want. This is what you want. Yeah, this is what you want. This is what you want. Ooh, this is what you want. This is what you want. This is what you want.
Thank you. That's Henry McIntyre and the Electric Eels on the Town with Mikey D. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Henry McIntyre. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Stick around. We'll be talking to the band in a little bit. But first, I wanted to play a summer song. And this is it. Oh, I did it wrong. How do I do this wrong? I look at the thing. It's not where I think it is. All right. That was an awesome segue, though, right? I'm pretty good at this. We'll try this one more time.
One, two, three, four. Well, now the beach be one of the best things we got. 'Cause it's not what you have on, but what you have not. Yeah. No more silly clothes for you. No more shoe, no necktie too. And the beach be one of the best things we got. Well, now the beach be one of the best things there be. Well, a fashion show is there for you to see. See whose bum you like the best. See who's got a hairy chest. And the beach be one of the best things there be. Okay, start up the car. Going to the beach, get started, yeah. We're going to the beach, get started. I say the beach be one of the best place to go. I say the beach be one of the best things that I know. Cruddy sugar lemonade, but I love people when they're on parade. And the beach be one of the best things that I know. Well, start up the car. Okay, we're going to the beach, get started, yeah. We're going to the beach, get started. I said the beach be one of the best things we got. Where it's not what you have on, but what you have not. And I want that stink and I want that sweat. In fact, the beach be better than most things get. In fact, the beach be one of the best things we got. Where it's not what you have on, but what you have not. Yeah. Cruddy sugar lemonade, but I love people when they're on parade. And the beach be one of the best things we got. Where it's not what you have on, it's what you have not.
other. And he cut me down from the rung, the same one that he fell from. If you can't stand up, then no one should. Ago. Young and bright, ingenue, waiting for the spotlight. When you look this good, it's all for you. Made a scene, flashing teeth, caught up in the moment. Take a breath, there's living yet, you'll come back with content. If you don't hit ball, you're just not done.
Oh,
All right, so we just heard from Powderhouse with their song Cool Places, coming off of their Spark EP. And before we heard Powderhouse, we had some man trouble. Yeah. We heard their song Enemy, that was both of those guys released EPs in 2017. All right, Henry, if you're going to talk to people over here?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that fine?
That's fine.
All right.
We're all turned on, so it's good. Awesome. So, Henry McIntyre, welcome to On the Town with Mikey D.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. And you write a band.
I did. Today they're named the Electric Eels. We change it every time just for fun.
Good.
A little joke. It's always a wild ride.
But same band.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good, because it'd be wilder if it was like random people every single time.
True. Maybe I should do that. Fire them.
I think you should not, you know.
I don't know. That might be a little risky. Nice. So what are you guys doing this summer? I mean, it's half over, but you know, what do you have planned for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, we're trying to play out probably a couple every other week. Usually we try to do. I'm trying to work on more stuff. We never really stop recording. It's just kind of a thing. Just keep doing. Always writing. And I think Tyler's working on a solo album, and Carrick has got his band Sage and Syrup. So everyone's busy. I'm their side project. So.
Wow. That's very nice. But, you know, that's kind of the way Boston is. Everyone's got, like, multi-bands, multi-commitments. Nobody can rehearse.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's our issue. And, I mean, me and Tyler live in Haverhill. And then Carrick lives in Charlton. So, like, if you think we're trying to practice at a gig in Boston beforehand, like, it never really works out when you're an hour and a half away from each other.
No.
A lot of time we're really flying, it's a little bit messy, but that's okay. It's like, what can you do? What can you do when you live that far apart? So.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you sounded great today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for playing. That was awesome. Where are you playing out these days?
We just had a gig at the Raven in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
Where else do we play? Someone
Harvard
help.
Square. Harvard Square.
Harvard Square. Yeah, we did Make Music Harvard Square.
Oh, Make Music. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think we were on a stage with Old Jack and Nate Levitt.
Yeah, sweet.
And yeah, they invited us, and that was awesome. That's a great event too. It was a perfect day. When we got there, it was pouring on us. We thought it was going to be terrible, but that's a great place to play out, and it's great to play with like Boston bands. I think
it's a good event.
Yeah, I think all of us were trying to like get a little bit more into the Boston scene, so it was great to like meet people around there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Anything in the future that we can see you at?
I don't think scheduled right now.
All right, awesome. How do people find your music?
Henry McIntyre Music on all social medias, and then I'm henrymcintyremusic.com.
Very nice.
That's updated. Not enough, but I try. And all my, like any gigs, any new releases, all that kind of stuff will be on my social media. So.
Sweet. Very good. All the usual questions are so boring. What's your greatest complaint about commuting to practice?
Today, my girlfriend doesn't know this yet.
Uh-oh.
I hope she's listening, but I still got the ride home. But my car is a piece of junk, and it shouldn't be, because it is a Mercedes SUV.
Mm.
But I was in Austin. We actually did practice before this gig, which is kind of a miracle. But I took my car on the highway for like the third time in the past 6 months, and I was driving in Austin. I was trying to take a left, and my blinker stopped working. Just completely stopped working.
Huh.
I thought that I was going to have to do my hand signals out the window.
I've never seen that.
They would eat me up out there, man. I don't even know. So I thought I was going to have my hand hanging out. Yeah. I mean, my right side worked. I tried to put my hazards on. Still looked like
window.
I was going right.
My blinker's broken.
Yeah. We thought we were going to have to write a note. But then we're like, oh, we're going to get pulled over. Yeah. So
I think you just blend in. No one's going to even notice that you're not signaling
enough. Yeah. And that's what Carrick said. Like, people don't even use their blinker anyway. I don't know what you're so worried about. So.
Great. Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get in there tomorrow and take out that little light bulb.
Yes, please. Thoughts and prayers from all the people out there on our ride home, please.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to need all the luck we can get.
Just don't turn left.
That's what they said.
That's another way of going left.
Yeah.
Exactly. Three rights make a left. You can absolutely get back to Haverhill without turning left from here.
It'd be a while, but we can do it.
A lot of circles.
Yeah.
Nice. How long have you guys been a band, or are you mostly a solo guy?
I'm mostly a solo guy, but these guys have been playing live with me probably 6 months or so.
Very nice.
And then Tyler was a big like contributor to my album, his Box on the Air, that came out in May. But he did a lot of background vocals for me. I think that he played some percussion, some lead guitar on that. And then Carrick's going to be playing some keys for me pretty soon. Mm. It's not super timely with it, but he'll do it. I know he will.
Oh, he's giving you the look like, come on, dude.
Well, he can speak.
He won't.
He can defend himself. It's fine. <won't.
laughs> I'm playing on Tyler's stuff too.
Wow. He's very busy.
I still haven't got the part though, so.
Like, whatever.
I said no rush, so.
Like. Well, you did say no rush. Yeah. When you say no rush, they don't actually mean
you're
no
screwed,
rush.
Right? You're screwed.
It's going to just take some time.
You're
that's
just trying
all.
To be nice, like, no rush. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no stress, man. No stress. 6 months later, like, oh, yeah, you ever get around?
See, and then you're like, okay, no, deadlines, guys. Deadlines. Do you do all your own recordings on your own, like, in your own space?
Yeah, my studio is my bedroom.
Nice.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. And then also Tyler's basement for the drums. Because I don't have drums, but yeah, no, that's the new way to do it.
Hey.
It's very very fancy
DIY ethic. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, really. I got one mic, one interface, and there we go. Just layer it up.
Very good. Well, guys, thank you so much for playing with us tonight, Henry McIntyre and the Electric Eels.
I guess whatever you want.
Sure.
Really.
All right. So check out Henry McIntyre music everywhere on social media. And thanks again, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Now I'm going to try to be like super, super like technical. And I've demonstrated my inability many times this evening. But there is a band in the 90s from Boston called Apollo Landing. And I figured the month of July can't go by without us playing the band Apollo Landing. Mm-hmm. So if all goes well, we're going to do that now.
underwater weapons process, endless anxious entrance, heaven folded country over, freedom, music, language, laughter, beauty, privilege, race, disaster, witchcraft, ladies, sick like babies, mother, father, missing body, mountain monster, sister, brother, circus, Sunday, alone on Monday, ancient system, secret story,
tonight.
That was Love, Love with Blind in the Sunshine, coming off of their latest release, Picture. Before that, we heard Abby Barrett with Reconcile, coming off of her A-B-Sides. She will be performing this weekend with a bunch of awesome bands on Saturday night at the Sinclair with Waltham, Set Fire, Old Jack, and Corner Soul. I wish I was going to be in town. I mean, seriously, I leave town and like this amazing bill gets put together. So if you have nothing to do, that's my recommendation. Before Abby Barrett, we heard Logan Five and the Runners with Girls on the Internet. Yeah, that's like a decade old, huh? It's crazy. Before Logan Five and the Runners, we heard Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys with their song Children of the Hydra, coming off of A Little More Life, which was written and released as part of the RPM Challenge in 2018. We started the set off with Lucretia's Daggers, brand new from them. The CD is called Thoughts and Prayers, and we heard the title track. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. We are done at midnight, and then you get to come back next week for more awesome local music. Thank you so much to Henry McIntyre and his ever-changing named band. They played for us live in Studio D. We have live bands just about every Wednesday night, and it's pretty cool. So, yep, that's what's cool. Come back next Wednesday. I'm Joellen. It's been a pleasure playing music for you. Let's continue with the few minutes we have left. Next up, we're going to hear some Haley Jane and the Primates, coming off of their Gasoline CD.